今日は出エジプト33章を読みます。33章の、19節から始まります。出エジプト33章の19節。 So today we're going to look at Exodus chapter 33 and we'll begin in verse 19。この箇所は、まあ、何年で何回も何回も勉強したことあります。そして教えたこともありますけど、この箇所は本当に聖書の中ですごく重要な箇所ですから、私たちはしょっちゅう見て、これこそ理解して実行しなければならないと思います。33章の19節。 Over the past few years, I've read this and we've studied this here many, many times, but it's one of these passages I think we need to continually come back to because it's so foundational to our understanding of God. Okay, let's begin in chapter 33, verse 19. We'll read 19 and 20.出エジプト33の19と20。主は言われた。私自身、私のあらゆる良きものをあなたの前に通らせ、主の名であなたの前に宣言する。私は恵もうと思うものを恵み、憐れもうと思うものを憐れむ。
オセア。
Okay, Exodus chapter 33 and verse 19. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
最初はここで背景ではモーセは神様の性質に関していろいろ学んでいます。ちょうどその時イスラエルは神様に反抗して、その黄金の子牛を作ってしまった。で、神様はイスラエルを全部潰そうか、それかもう無視して体の中で行かないことか、それかモーセに任せるか、どうしましょうと神様はモーセに言いました。で、モーセはもちろんイエス様の代わりにその任命を果たしました。彼は、いや、彼らを滅ぼさない、なぜならエジプトの人たちはあなたの皆を冒涜する、彼らを無視してはならない。私たちはあなたと一緒に行かなければどこにも行けない。ちなみにこれは私の民じゃなくて神様、あなたの民ですからということ。主はその通りです。今から神様の心、神様の性質、性格を学ぼうとモーセに言った、そういう場面です。で、モーセはさ、主の栄光を私に見せてください。で、主の栄光をあなたに見せるために神様は私の名を宣言する。私の名前をあなたに教えると言いました。で、最初に神様の名前を宣言したときに、憐れみと恵みと言いました。で、その二つは神様の一番よく表している特徴です。神様の憐れみと神様の、恵みので、その二つを私たちは真似しなければなりません。 OK, so just as a background to this passage, God said, just after they had made the golden calves,God was angry with them, and he said to Moses, what am I going to do, Moses? Am I going to just destroy them all? Am I going to just leave them to you? am I going to ignore them and not go with you to the promised land? And Moses was being tested, of course, in his leadership at that point. And Moses, understanding God's heart, he drew near to God, in as Jesus does, as the intercessor. And he says to God, this is your people, not mine. You say, I brought them up, but it was you who called them out of Egypt, not me. And these people, if you destroy them, what will the world say? The world will say that you are not able to keep your people who you brought out of Egypt. And so, therefore, he prays to God. He makes intercession and he says, God, you need to show mercy and compassion to this people. And God answers that prayer and he says, yes, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. In fact, that's why I allowed all this to happen, because I want you to learn my character. And so he says, I'm going to show you my character. And Moses says, Lord, show me your glory. Now, if we were to say to one of the gods of Egypt, show me your glory, they'd probably take us to a big temple and show us a big golden statue or something like that. But when God showed his glory to Moses, he said, I'll tell you my name. And he proclaimed the name of the Lord. And he said, I will be graceful to whom I will be graceful, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. God's name is his character, and the two things that most excellently, for want of a better word, there's not many better words than excellently, the most excellently God, express God's character is mercy and grace. And so as we think about ourselves, we need to copy, we need to receive, we need to take this characteristic of God in our life and replay it. We need to have mercy like God's merciful, and we need grace like God is graceful. Okay. And so I'm going to just continue on this line here. さあ、私たちはあらゆる人を見て、あらゆる、まあ、教会の中でもいろんな人がいる。ある人は人に話すのが得意、ある人は学ぶのに得意、ある人は怖がらない、ある人はよく勤勉に働ける、ある人はあまり勉強できない、いろんな人がいるけど、私たちは人の性格を見てむさぼるなということ、私たちは絶対に他の人が持っているものをむさぼってはならない、欲しがってはならないけど、神様の皆も私たちに与えられている。神様はこのように言います。私はあなたを私の名を与えた。私たちはクリスチャンと言われているでしょう。だから神様の名前は私たちに与えられている。主の皆を名乗る者は決して悪から離れなければならない。私たちは神様のこの性格、特に神様の憐れみと恵みをいくら欲しがっても大丈夫です。もう逆に求めましょう。神様のもっと神様みたいになりましょう。神様の栄光はその力とかそういうものじゃなくて、神様の憐れみと恵み。で、今からもうちょっと詳しくどういうふうにそれを求めればいい、何を求めればいいかを学びましょう。じゃあ34章6節 見ましょう。33で神様は私はあなたに宣言しますと言ったけど、34節に実際に皆を宣言したので見てください。34章、まあ、5節から始めます。主は雲の中にあって降りてくられ、彼と共にそこに立って主の名を宣言された。6節、主は彼の前に通り過ぎるときこう宣言された。主は憐れみ深く情け深い神、怒るのに遅く恵みと誠に富み、恵みを先代まで保ち、咎と背きと罪を許す。しかし罰すべき者を必ず罰して、父の咎の子にさらに
方の子に三代、四代に報いるものであると言いました。じゃあそれは神様の名前です。神様の名前はそういうものです。まずは、まあ、この訳によると、憐れみ、次は情け深い、次は光るのに遅い、次は恵み、次は誠に富、次は、まあ、恵みを三代まで保つこと。その恵みは別の言葉です。で、戸が背きと罪を許すもので、適当に罰しない、神様は正しく罰すると書いています。じゃあ私たちはこの同じことを求めましょう。まずは何を求めているかを理解しましょう。はい、最初、この、神様の性格の詳しいことを考えましょう。最初は憐れみ深いということです。6節、主は憐れみ深く。憐れみは、例えばおじいさんとかお父さんお母さんは座って、子供、ちっちゃい子供が膝に乗っている、そしてその子供と一緒の時間を喜んでいるということです。そういう意味です。ヘブライ語ではラカム、それからラクムという言葉です。まあ、ここでなんか歌を歌ったり滑り台を作ったり、まあ、遊んだり、そういうことです。もちろんその人はもうでっかいトラックの運転手かもしれない、その人はエンジニアかもしれないけど、その時はその子供の世界に入って、子供が遊びたいものを遊ぶ、子供が読みたい本を読む、そういうことです。ラクーンはそういう意味の言葉です。憐れむという言葉はそういう意味です。はい、神様は降りてきて私たちの世界に入って、そして私たちの世界でのことを一緒に見る、一緒に感じる、一緒に、まあ、喜ぶ時もある、読む時、探検する、調べたり話したり、そういうことです。神様は憐れみ深いのはそういう意味です。はい、次は情け深い。情け深い、難しい言葉ですけど、私には難しいですけど、その言葉は、まあ、恵みと同じです。その言葉はカナンという、で、世界、まあ、西洋の世界で一番多い名前はジョンの意味はヨハン。ヨはヤウェ、カンはこのカン、カナン、恵みということ。イエス様は降りてくる前にもう一人赤ちゃんが生まれた。で、イエス様はもう マリアとヨセフにその子をイエスと言いなさい、名付けなさい、なぜなら彼は人を罪から救う。イエスは、まあ、イエホシュア、それは救いという意味です。イエスという意味は救い、ヤウェの救いですけど、その、まあ、6ヶ月ぐらい前にヨハネが生まれた。そしてバプティズム、ヨハネの両親に同じように彼の名前をヨハネと言いなさい。なんででしょう、なんででしょう。なぜならヨハネの意味はこのカナンです。ヤホエのカナン。神様は、ね、カナンの本当の意味は定義すると降りてくる、で、それはその子と遊ぶとかその世界同じことにはまることではなくて、それは恵むために降りてくる。例えば学校の校長先生はその卒業生のところに来て卒業証を与える、それはカナン。もう偉い人が降りてきて生徒のレベルに降りてきて彼らに恵む、彼らになんかいいことを与える、
賜物を与えること、そういう意味です。だから神様の、2つの、それは33章に出てきた2つの言葉ですけど、神様の最も優れている特徴で、私たちは何があってもこの2つは絶対にいるというのは、ラクーンとカナン、降りてきて人々の世界に入って彼らと同情する。だから他の聖書のたまに同情、まあコンパッション同情に訳されている、いろんな訳あります。この言葉は結構幅広いですけど、とりあえず降りてきて人の世界、人と同じように感じる、同じように歩む、話したり交わったりする。でもう一つは降りてきて人を恵むこと、そういうことが神様の唯一の、まあ、一番優れている特徴です。次は怒りのに遅い。怒りのに遅いのは花が長いという意味です。文字通りそういう意味です。神様の花が長いで、何の意味かというと、長いというのは、まあ、延長するということです。遅くする、伸ばすということ。なんか勉強をちょっと伸ばして伸びる遠慮するとか、そういうことです。なんで花、なんでかというと、私たちはイライラすると、まあ文化によっていろいろ違うと思いますけど、花でとか、そういうというイライラの言葉が出るでしょ。ここに、この教室に毎週小学校1年生の子はもう大体毎週1回ぐらいにこのような声が出る。I like chicken soup! とか、そういう、彼女はもうイライラして、で、なんか言われるのはもうすごく嫌。だから、なんかもう全力を使って作って、自分の怒りを抑えようとしている。こういう感じです。で、神様は、その、とか、その、まあ日本人だったら、もうと言うでしょ。もう。それはしない。神様はそうしないということです。花が長い。その、息が出ることが来ない。まあ、別に怒らないと言ってない。怒らないと言ってない。この時も神様怒っていたけど、でも、パーッと彼らを滅ぼしたわけではない。彼らの、救う方法を探して見つけた。それは怒りのに遅いという意味です。イライラを抑えるということ。次はケセド、恵みと誠に富、まあ恵みはこの私たちはよくなんか新約聖書的な恵みによって救われるという、その恵み、ケセドという神様の優しさを表している。と最後はエメット、誠はその言葉となるという感じでよく表しています。私たちの言っていることを実際にやる、そういう意味の真実です。まあそれは神様の皆、じゃあ今年は私たちはそれを真似しなければならない、真似するのを覚えなければならない。今年は他のことは何があってもこの、まあ、5つぐらいの特徴を自分のものとしましょう。はい。Okay, so let's go through then. We got to the name of God. And so he proclaims his name. Now, let's look at 34, and we're going to read from verse 6. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, "The Lord, Yahweh, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness,
keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. So when God revealed his glory, this is what he revealed. He revealed his character. And I just want to look at the five things. Well, there are actually seven here, I guess, but we'll look at the first five at the moment. The first one is the word rakum. Now, it's funny because there's so many, every translation seems to have a different word here.
Because there's a lot of overlap between these words, right?
But let's go through and look at what they actually mean in Hebrew. The first one is this. Now, of course, we need to emulate this. This is what we need. We can't look at somebody else's gifts and talents and say, oh, I finally I could be like him. I wish I could be as smart as that guy, or as gifted as this person, or as intelligent as that person, or as good at making money as that person. We're not allowed to do that. That's coveting. But we are allowed to look at God's character and say, I want to be like God. In fact, that's what God wants us to do. God's plan, God's heart for us is that we become like him. We become like God. He says, I'm going to give you my name. We're called Christians, and so we have his name. And because we have his name, then we need to also be like his name. So let's look and see, how can I become like God? The first one is this. The Lord, a merciful God and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Okay, the first one, merciful, and the second one is gracious. So in chapter 33, it's the same two words, except one of them is kind of a verb, the other one's an adjective, right? Oh, sorry, a noun. But in this, it's the same word, okay? So let's look at the two. The first one here is the word merciful. The second one is the word gracious. Both of these words, mercy and grace, mean to come down from a high place to meet people at a low place in order to do something. Except there's a different purpose. The word merciful is the word rakum, or rakum in this case. And it means to come down in order that we might enter into somebody's world. And in order that we might feel what they feel, talk to them, relate with them, be their friend. Like God did here in verse 5, it says, the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. So God came from heaven down to that mountain and stood with Moses. So that's what to be merciful means. To come down from your high and lofty position down into some low place in order to relate to people. The example given in the commentary about this word is that it means like a father or a mother or a grandmother or someone has a little baby on their lap and they read stories and sing songs and play games with the baby on their knee. That's exactly what this word means. Now, that person could be an engineer, they might be a pilot, they might be a truck driver, they might be anything, they might be a very powerful person in the world, but at that time, they're talking about, you know, Mary had a little lamb and singing nursery rhymes and playing games with their fingers and things like that. They're in the baby's world. That's what mercy actually means. Mercy means not to look down and say how pathetic, how weak, how stupid, but actually to come down to that level and relate with that person. That's what mercy is, that's what God is, and that's what we ought to look up to, and we need to be like him. The second one also means to come down, but it's not to come down for that purpose. It's to come down in order to grant favor, right? To give a gift, to bless somebody, right? That's the word grace here. That is the word kanan. Now, it's interesting. When Jesus was born, Jesus came down from heaven. The high, mighty God came down to this earth to be humble and poor and to relate with people. That's rakum.
That's the first one. That's mercy. But what, just before that, God said to the parents of John the Baptist, you have to name him John. Now, why did he say he had to name him John? John means Yohan. Yohan. Meaning Yahweh's Kanan. Kan. And Kan is this word for grace. The idea of coming down to bless someone. Like a school principal might come down to the students and give an award or a prize or something like that. That's the idea. God, Jesus and John. God's grace and God's mercy were there in the names of these two prophets. The grace of God and the mercy of God together. John proclaimed the law, Jesus proclaimed the gospel, the New Testament, but it was one message for the both of them. So, that's what mercy and grace is. We need these characteristics. This is what we need. We don't need to be greater in anything else. We need to be greater in this. We need more grace and we need more mercy. The third one here is slow to anger. Now, again, these are things we've discussed before. I think the last time was Stephen probably looking at this one. The long nose. Long nose is something that Stephen and I are probably experts on. Because Western people have very long noses. That's why we all get corona, because of our masks. They don't do. The idea of a long nose is that long means not just in distance, but it means postponing, putting off. And the nose here, the idea of the nose is when you breathe out suddenly, it's the idea of being angry, like that. You know, like I said, this little girl, and you know, she gets upset every week because, you know, if I tell her to sit down where she wants to run around, you know, she'll answer the question like, you know, I like chocolate milkshakes, but she'll go, I like chocolate milkshakes. She's so angry, and she's desperately trying to hold in that anger that this wicked, wicked English teacher has caused in her. That's the idea. God is slow to frustration. He's slow to anger. Rather than getting frustrated and angry, it's that sort of frustrated outburst of breath, God holds it in. And instead of destroying Israel when they made the golden calf, instead of throwing them away, he looked for a way that they could be made righteous. He sent a plague because he needed to. He had Moses go down there and cause a division to deal with the problem, but he didn't say, he didn't give them up. He said, yes, I will go with you. He ended up saying he would go with them. And so God is slow to anger. We need to be slow to anger. God's nose is long. It's a long time before you'll hear a frustration out of God. The next one is abounding in loving kindness and truth. This translation here, the ESV, said that he was abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. That word steadfast love is basically, it's the kind of the grace word of the Old Testament, kesed. It's the word often loving kindness, and it's the word that really is the New Testament idea of grace. We're saved by grace. We live by grace. That word grace is this word kesed, God's covenant mercy. And truth, faithfulness. Truth and faithfulness are the same thing as well. So these are the characteristics of God. Of course, the next one is forgiveness and not judging. Not judging lightly. So we need these principles in our life. I'm just going to go on now and explain how we need them and how we should try to get them. Hi. そして次のところに進みましょう。私たちは神様のその特徴を必要とします。憐れみ、恵み、起こるのに遅いこと。恵みに富と誠実に富むこと。じゃあどういうふうにそれを求めればいいでしょう。まあ、他の人を比べたら明らかに、まあ、その人は私よりお金がある、まあ、車を見たら分かる、 家見たらわかる、仕事の名刺を見たらわかる、他の人は私より早い、競争したらすぐわかる、他の人は私より賢いとか、逆に私はその人より賢いとかは、まあ大体私たちはわかるけど、まあ分かっても多くの場合は何もできないけど、このことを、ああ彼は欠けてるなと思うときに、その時に神様の前にまずその欠けていることを確認して、もっと与えられるように祈ることは第一歩です。例えばまあ最初は憐れみ、じゃあ憐れみは割とできる人と全然できない人もいるね。憐れみは本当にある人には難しい、だって自分より低いもののところにいて同情するのは自然にできない人多い。その人どんな話すればいい、何を言ったらいい、なんか変なことを言われたらどう反応したらいい、分からない。ある人は簡単にできるけど、ある人には本当に難しい。だからある人はよく子供、ちっちゃい子供を教えるのに得意けど、他の人は全然ダメです。なぜかというと、全然子供に教えれないとか監督できない大人は多分哀れみかけているじゃないですか。彼らはその低いものの世界によう入れない。なんで入れない？これは神様の名前、これ私たちは自然にできるものじゃないですから、神様の聖霊が私たちに入ってきてこの能力が与えられるものです。そしてまあレベルあります、程度もありますけど、神様に与えられなければ私たちはできないことです。これは自然にできていると思っても、でも別の場面で全然憐れみができない人も多い、ね、ですけど、本当に神様的な憐れみというのはイエス様みたいに、その人は神様の被造物、その人は今までの経験のために今このような形になっている、その人を愛しています、その人を助けたい、その人をあげようとする気は神様から出てくる。じゃあ皆さんはその気持ちは欠けていますか？正直に考えてみてください。欠けている？私はそれ欠けている。他の人の問題はもう知らんとか、他の人の悩みとかはいや関係ないと思うと、それは神様の心じゃない。良きサマリタン、良きサマリア人は そのことを伝えた。多くの人は困った人を通ったけど、でもある人はその人のところに行ってわざわざ行って助けた。別に文化的にとか必要はないのに助けました。それこそ憐れみで、イエス様ははいその通り行って行いなさいと言いました。私たちは憐れみをかけているなら、じゃあ神様に祈りましょう。憐れみがなかったら必要ですよ。私も必要、求めましょう。もっと神様のように人を憐れめるように、もっと人の心と一致するように。じゃあ次は例えば、まあ花難、その恵みという特徴を欠けていることはどうでしょう。他の人を恵みたくないということ。それも降りてきて、で人に良いことを与える、難しい、それも難しい。ただ詩編68編見てください。一瞬、詩編68の19節、詩編68の19、 68-10。
あ、ごめん、18節。
あなたは捕虜を引き連れて糸を叩きところに登り、人々に顔面の者どもにさえ贈り物を与えられた。神であられる主がそこに住まわれるために。
面白いね。これはイエス様に対する予言です。
イエス様は降りてきて、そして十字架の後で天に登りました。その時はずっと十字架まで待っていた亡くなった人たちを地獄の捕虜から助けた。天に連れて登りました。でもどうでしょう、贈り物を与えられた、それは恵みでしょう。だけどその上に人々に顔面な者どもにさえ贈り物を与えられた。神であられる主がそこに住まわれるために。神様はそういう心あります。プレゼントをいっぱい贈りたい。聖霊の賜物をあちこち教会の中にありうる人に与えたけど、でもこの文脈では、まあ、パウロはその教会に関する訳解釈を取ったけど、ここでは神様は自由にありうる人に、悪い人でも、顔面な人、頑固な人にでもにさえ贈り物を与えた。だから私たちはその悪い人にでも恵みたいという気持ちがなければ、じゃあ神様に求めましょう。神様の皆は自分にはなかなかないなと思った時に、それこそもそれは自然です。私たちは罪深いものですから。だからその欠けているところをもっと人を恵めるように助けてください、導いてください、人に対する愛を増やしてください。次は怒りのに遅いこと、すぐ怒ること。私は昨日怒りました。なぜかというと、コンビニに行ったらトイレ使えないと思って、えっと思って、トイレ行きたいためにこのコンビニに来たのに怒った。次のコンビニに行ったらそこも使用中止と書いてた。何それ、もうすぐ怒る。だから私はすぐに怒ることはもうよく分かっている。私はもっと遠慮して、もっとその怒りを抑えるように、神様の恵みが必要。まあそれが欠けているなら、じゃあ神様求めましょう。次はイライラな状態になってももう何も言わない。はい、今こういうことです。イエス様は人の罪を見て怒らなかった。イエス様は彼らの救いを考えました。私たちも怒っている、イライラしている場合に、変なことを言う前にまずその状況を改善できる方法を考えましょう。神様は怒るのに遅い、そういうことです。じゃあ私たちは欠けているなら求めましょう。人をもっと譲りたい、人をもっと許したいと思ったら、じゃあ神様からその賜物を求めましょう。次は恵みと誠に富。恵みに欠けている人もいます。他の人の罪を許せない、他の人に場所を譲らない、それで困っているなら、神様の恵みがもっと止めるように求めましょう。それか誠実、自分が忠実に歩めない、もう失敗ばっかりとか、すぐに罪を犯してしまう、 その悩みがあれば、じゃあ、もっと誠実になるために神様を求めましょう。とりあえず探せば見つかります。聞けば与えられます。叩くと開かれます。そういう原則があります。じゃあ皆さんは自分の心を考えてみましょう。主の皆、自分も持っているでしょうか。私たちは持てないでしょう。だからこそ求めましょう。今年こそ神様の性格を求めるように、今から始めよう。 OK, じゃあ So we've got discussed the various different aspects of God's character. God's mercy, God's grace, God's slow to anger. God is great in mercy and truth, grace and truth. Now the next point of it is for us to say, okay, which area do I lack? When it comes to speed, we can just have a race and we see clearly who's faster than who. If it comes to intelligence, you know, let's take a test. See who's smarter than who. It's very clear. It's pretty obvious who's got more money. It's pretty obvious. You just have to look at someone's business card. You can see who's in a higher position. We can see those things very easily. And we just have to accept them, because in this world, that's the way it is. But when it comes to God's name, God's character, you need to find the areas that you're lacking, and you need to ask God to help you in those areas. We can't just say, well, I'm from a poor family, we're poor, that's the way it is, doesn't matter. Well, that might be true with money, but it's not true with God's character. If you find that you're lacking in some area here, we need to ask God. God's heart, God's plan, God's desire is to change us into His image, to give us His name. Now, it's true that these things are gifts of God. Naturally, regardless of anybody's physical personality or capability, some people are good with kids, some people, you know, are patient more than others. Naturally, regardless of that, we need this ability not in a natural genetic way. We need it by the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God to come into us and make us more like Him. And so let's think now. Let's just go through these five and think, which one am I lacking in? And which one should I seek God more for? The first one, compassion. Compassion, remember, it means to go low and enter into the world of people that in some way seem below you. Maybe you don't know what to talk about. Maybe you don't know how to respond to what they say. Maybe they smell. You know, I mean, if you're talking with some people, maybe that's the problem. There's all kinds of issues as to why we find it difficult to go low and enter into people's worlds in order to be a blessing to them. But if you find that I'm lacking in it, I just can't do it, ask God. It's God who gives His name to us. Just like every parent gives their name to the child, God gives His name to us. God gives His character, His ability to us. If you look and say, I can't teach little kids, I just get impatient, I can't tolerate, you know, their silly games. Well, maybe you don't, but maybe God can help you to do that. Maybe you need to pray that God, give me more compassion. Help me to feel and be excited about the things that other people are excited about. Even if maybe to me it's not that interesting, but for the sake of the person, that I could take an interest in that thing. Maybe if someone has trouble, that I could go down and feel that person's trouble. Compassion means that. Com means same, passion means feeling. Same feeling, we share the feeling. God, help me to be more compassionate. Maybe the second one is where we have trouble. Maybe we lack grace. Remember what grace is. Kanan, it's to stoop down in order to be a blessing to somebody. So, for example, a lot of people don't want to help other people. They don't want to give away anything to another person because, well, that's mine. Why should I give it to them? So maybe that's the issue. Maybe we need more hanan. Maybe we need more of God's grace. Maybe we need to pray that God would give us a heart to love and to recognize that all things are God's. And He has made us a manager of those, and we need to share them with others. Maybe that. And it's no embarrassment to say I lack in this, because we all lack in these things. Not one single one of us has God's character. God is there, and we're down here. But God comes down to give us His character. If you find, God, I just don't care about the unsaved. I just don't care about them. Then pray and ask God to give you a heart to care about them. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging that you don't care. There's a problem with not doing something about it. If you see in this way I'm totally different to God, then pray, God, help me to be like you. Help me to come down, to enter people's world, and to share their joy, share their hurt, share their trouble, and to share my blessing with them. The next one, slow to anger. Maybe that's your problem. Yesterday, that was my problem. I got really angry yesterday because I went to a convenience store and the toilet was closed. And I just thought, this is crazy. You know? That's why I came. I mean, it wasn't why I came. I wanted to go there anyway for another reason. But that was another reason that I wanted to go as well. And when I went in, they had a toilet, but they wouldn't let us use it. And then we went to another convenience store, and they wouldn't let us use it either. And I was angry. Now, I know the reason that they didn't want to let us use the toilet, because of their corona policy. And, I mean, regardless of whether I think that's a good idea or not, you know, in the coronavirus, we're not allowed to use the toilet. Well, whatever, it's their shop, they can do what they want. The point is, I shouldn't have been frustrated with them. I should have just said, okay, I'll go somewhere else. And so I know that I need this. I need to be like God in this area, slow to anger. I need to hold my fire and wrath and smoke that comes from the nostrils of the dragon. That's what's showing us here. God has a long nose. It's a long time before any of that fire and smoke can get out of His nose. Well, we need to be like Him. I need to be patient with people. But I can't. How do you be patient with people? You need God and the love of God to help you be patient with people. To be great in grace and truth. To be great in grace is to forgive like God does. Jesus on the cross said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Stephen, when he died being stoned to death, he said, God, don't hold this sin against them. How could he be so graceful? People were killing him. And yet he had that supernatural grace of God. Maybe that's the grace of God you need. Maybe you need more of that. Or maybe it's faithfulness, truth. Truth and faithfulness, same word, different translation in English, but it's the same idea. Emet, or emunai. To have faithfulness, to have truth in your walk. To be faithful in study, faithful in prayer, faithful in making the right decision, faithful in keeping your priorities, things like that. We need that. If that's the area that you're lacking in, that's what you have to pray for. Remember Jesus said, seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Ask and it will be given to you. If you seek and ask and knock for these things, God will give them to you. So this year, this is what I want to encourage us all to do. I don't know about what will happen with the coronavirus. I don't know what will happen with our jobs. I don't know any of that. I know this. The one thing we need is God. We need God. We need more of God's character in our life. We need more of God's character in our hearts. I need to be more compassionate. I need to be more graceful. Slower to anger. More loving and kind. And more faithful. That's what I need. I don't know what will happen in the future. But I know this. That is the thing that we are to seek. We can covet the character of God. We should covet.
the character of God. Okay, and finally, the last point is, notice that these principles of God, all of them relate to other people. You know, he didn't say, I'm really intelligent. You know, I can remember every single element in the periodic table. Or I know all of this. And he didn't. It's nothing about super abilities. All of these things relate to how we relate to others. God's glory, the greatest thing about God is how he relates to others. That's why he's a triune God. Because all of eternity, there has to be three. Sometimes in English we say two is company, three is a crowd, because two you can get along, but three, you know, you have to choose who to go with if there's two opinions. But the character of God is relating to others. And we need to look at our life is we have been created to live in this world in order to relate to other people. We can't ignore others. We have to embrace others. We have to bring into our life the ones that God has given to us. Okay. 最後にこの憐れみ、恵み、怒りのに遅いこと、恵みに富むことと誠実、その神様の性格を必要とします。今年はもうどんなことがなるか分からない、仕事はどうなるか分からない、あり得ることは、世界のことは分からないけど、彼はもう絶対分かる、必ず分かる。神様のように私たちはなる必要があります。神様の性格がもっともっと私たちに現れる必要がありますので、今年こそ、今日からこそ求めましょう。この神様の特徴は家庭のことではありません。どれだけ覚えているか、神様はどんな素晴らしいものを作ったかについて何も言ってない。神様の栄光は他人のところに降りてきて、憐れむ、恵む、怒らないこと、愛して優しくして恵みを与えることと、誠実に歩むこと。まあ最後以外はこれはもう全部他の人に関することですから、人を取り込む、入れ込む、歓迎する性格、それこそもてなし、それは神様の特徴。私たちは勝手に一人だけで、自分だけでということではなくて、神様は人を救うためにこの世に来た。私たちは人を恵むために、憐れむためにこの世にいますので、ぜひぜひ神様の愛を人に与えようとしましょう。自分だけで保つことではなくて、分かち与えること。はい、では祈ります。 Let's pray。 天のお父様、感謝します。本当にあなたは素晴らしい、あなたの皆は優れているものです。どうか神様、私たちこの斧をかけていることを満たしてください。当然私たちはみんな違う性格がありますけど、どうか神様、あなたの性格が私たちの中で育てるように助けてください。どうかあなたの御国をもたらしてください。感謝します。イエス様の皆によって祈ります。アメン。 Okay, let's have a time of prayer now. So, let's pray for this year. Maybe some people can pray, and let's pray about the things that that God wants to do through us as a church this year. Let's pray about the changes that God wants to make in our hearts this year, and the vision of God that He has for us. Let's pray specifically about that today. では、今年あの神様が私たちの中でどうもたらすかについて祈りましょう。もう勝手に歩まずに神様が教えている道で歩めるように祈りましょう。去年は去年、去年は神様は素晴らしいこといっぱいしました。フィリピンであのオスカの奉仕はもうびっくりするほど成長した去年ですけど、それは去年。今年は違います。今年は神様は何をするか求めましょう。祈りましょう。勝手に判断せずに幻をちゃんと見て神様に従えるように、あと自分の心に去年にあらゆることは教えられたけど、今年は何どういうふうに神様のように変えられるかをこれから教え祈りましょう。Okay. Let's pray. So, Stephen, do you want to pray in English? So, Daisuke, do you want to pray in Japanese about this year's things? Yes.
ね、え去年も神様を守ってくださりありがとうございます。いろいろなことがありました、ね、え本日が流行って、生活ができなくなったり、いろんなことの心配が増えました神様、ね、え恐れが増えました、ね、えその中でも守ってくださって本当に感謝です神様。新しい人たちと、ね、え出会うことができました。そして神様の恵みを、ね、憐れみを分かち合うことができました。感謝します。神様の知恵を、神様の本当に深い、ね、憐れみを、ね、経験することができました。神様、感謝します。フィリピンの、県でも、感謝します。神様、そして私たちのこっちのこの教会でも、個人の生活でも、神様、ね、教会の人たちの生活に働きかけてくださいました。ありがとうございます。苦しい生活の中でも神様を求めて、ね、神様の、ね、憐れみを見つけ出した人もいます神様、ありがとうございます。どうか本当に、あなたが、去年守ってくださったことを本当に感謝します。そして、恵みを与えてくださったことを、神様が憐れみを持って私たちを扱ってくださったことを感謝します。神様はどうか、今年、どう歩んでいくべきか、どのように、神様に従っていくべきか、自分のしたいことではなく神様の御心がどこにあるかを教えてください。お願いします。そしてまず御言葉によってあなたの御心を知ることができますように、どうか、私たちに、知恵を与えてください。そしてその次またその、御言葉に従いますようにと、私たちを大変に下って、従えるように砕かれた心を与えてください。お願いします。そしてあなたが、歩んでくださっていつも私たちと共にいてください。どうか祈りの時を持つことができますように、私たちの生活を整理して、祈る時間を持つことができますように、神様を求めて御心を求めることができますように助けてください。どうか教会としての、進むべき方法もどうか教えてください。お願いします。はい、お待ちします。イエスキリストの名によって祈ります。アメン。
アメン。
Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in China, and we pray for our brothers and sisters in the Philippines, Lord, and we ask you to bless them, especially this time of year. Father, we ask you to help our brothers and sisters in China. May they find your grace in their time of difficulty for that country, Lord. And Father, we pray for the Philippines as they go through difficulty and hardship, Lord. We ask you to remember, and Lord, may we join with you in praying and thinking and giving to the church in the Philippines, Lord, we ask you to protect them, to keep them safe, and Lord, to give them your help in this year. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.